Given the forceful way the government introduced the amendments, the public has fundamental doubts over whether the government is willing to listen to its opinion. In mid-June, Carrie Lam announced the suspension of the amendment. She later said that the bill is dead, but was unwilling to use the word withdrawal outright. Perhaps from the government's point of view, the declaration that the bill is dead was very clear and precise indeed. The problem is that the government was having an enormous trust deficit, and many citizens wanted to hear the words official withdrawal. It was not only because of the technical difference between withdrawal and suspension on the legislative level. More importantly, it was because citizens were angry that the government paid no regard to public opinion. Now that Carrie Lam has formally withdrawn the amendment, it can be said that she has finally answered the most fundamental demand of the people. But it has come too late. It is uncertain whether the move will turn the current situation around.